Welcome to the University of Pilates, a podcast that delivers honest conversation about becoming a Pilates teacher, the journey of teacher training, life as a teacher, and more. I'm Bonnie Lynn Russell, and I'm joined by co-founder Amy Ross, and together we're on a mission to create a positive, nurturing environment where students can learn more about becoming a teacher, teacher training, and creating a rewarding, fulfilling career you'll love. Join us weekly as we share our passion of teaching and discuss hot topics that pertain to both the trainee and teacher of Pilates. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome back to the University of Pilates podcast. It's Amy Rost here, and I'm going solo this week. And I wanted to come on today and chat about something that came up in our previous podcast, but also came up during our year of teacher training. And it is a topic, I think, in the Pilates industry that we need to talk about a little bit more and really kind of unpack a little bit. So today we're all talking all about confidence and becoming a confident teacher. What are the ingredients that make up a confident teacher? And, you know, we're going to break these down a little bit. So something that throughout our journey this past year, and really our Bonnie Lynn and my approach is very much about, it's about a collaborative approach, that nobody is walking this journey on their own. We are in this together, right? Through the deep mud and like the highest peak and the lowest valley, that you aren't alone in this teacher training process. And this was something really, really important to us, because we know what it takes, the investment of time, of money, of energy, and really a passion to become a Pilates teacher. And when we were really designing this program and thinking about how are we different, how is University of Pilates different, how do we want to be different, and part of it came back to confidence, is that we are really, really passionate about creating a confident teacher. So that when you leave Pilates teacher training, you're not, oh my gosh, I don't know anything, I shouldn't be teaching, that dialogue is literally erased. And we really took a deep dive into confidence throughout. And to be honest, confidence is like a muscle. It takes a little bit to build it, to feel good in it, to feel familiar with it, and then to own it. And it really is a journey. And I know when those teacher trainees first come into their first intensive weekend where we're together, where we're experiencing movement, we're getting to know one another, there's a real lack of confidence. And really my job and what I bring to the table, I guess, is the life coaching. I'm a Jay Shetty certified life coach. And I know when I came into the Pilates industry almost, well, not quite a decade ago, but close, I came from a career, a corporate career before becoming a Pilates teacher. But when I came into the Pilates industry, what I was really, really surprised about was the lack of confidence, was the, you know, so many teachers, new teachers, didn't feel like they had anything to say or anything to offer, or that they had a seat at the table. And this for me was shocking, for one, because I thought it was very, I think we can learn something from everybody, no matter whether it's a client, a new teacher, a seasoned teacher. And I think when we put the lens of curiosity on, it changes our confidence. And it made me really sad that teachers didn't feel like they had the confidence to contribute. And I was like, no. We got to back this up. We've got to look at this under a different lens, and we've got to do things differently, because I think as teacher trainers, part of our responsibility is to build up those teachers, those new teachers, throughout their journey, and build them up so that when they enter the real world, but leave the teacher training model after graduation, where do they go? What are they going to do? And let them feel like they have everything they need. And truthfully, they have everything they need when they start. They just don't know the exercises. They don't have them put the hours in, but it's already there within them. They have a passion to show up and do a teacher training program. So I want to share a little bit because about the confident teacher. And this is something that we did a whole workshop on. I think it was really important that we talked about it, we got uncomfortable about it, but we also really got into the depths of what it is in ourselves that prevents us from showing up as the most confident teacher. Because we know, as a seasoned teachers, when you leave teacher training and you go and teach clients, they don't know any different. They don't know if you should inhale on the way up for a roll up or exhale. We just want them to breathe, but they don't know the difference. And so, but when a teacher shows up to the front of a room to lead a class, there is really something that engages your students if you stand there in your confidence. So let's talk about confidence for a minute. So confidence, the definition that comes from Webster's dictionary is, it's the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, firm trust. An example would be, we have confidence in the teacher. That might be an example. It's also the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. The other one is a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own qualities and abilities. So when I talk about confidence as being like a muscle, we've got to build, you know, we've got to create some muscle memory there. I think it's important that we also talk about the expectation of confidence. And this was a question that I posed in teacher training, was, who's responsible for your confidence? Is it someone else? Are we responsible for it within ourselves? Are our clients or our students the ones who are responsible for building our confidence, maintaining our confidence? Which one is it? And I think it really goes back to, we are responsible for our own confidence. There are many layers of contribution that can help assist us in growing our confidence and standing in our knowledge. And that piece, I think, is adjusting that expectation. At University of Pilates, we are super confident that our teachers, when they graduate, have a very in-depth understanding of the advanced classical work. They understand how they can't graduate unless they have that understanding, and not just a memorization, but actually an embodiment of the movement and of the practice and how they're going to teach that to a client or a student, whatever their dream is post graduation. But coming back to that piece is, if you do the work And we, the work, I mean, by work on ourselves, the work of our confidence is continuous. There isn't a stop and an end. It doesn't mean, oh, I graduate from Pilates school, I'm confident and I'm going to maintain that. That's not what I'm referring to here. What I'm saying is removing the identity or the label of I'm a confident Pilates teacher. If we back that up and peel that away, take away the label, just that I am confident in myself. And I actually challenge, if you're listening to this right now, like, let's go with me here just for a minute. Just close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't. But if you are somewhere safe, that close your eyes just for a moment. And I want you just to like take a gauge, take a measure of how you're feeling in terms of confidence today. 0 would be not confident at all, and 10 would be my most confident self ever. And most of us aren't really a 0 or ever really a 10, I don't think. Most of us fall in the middle. But take note of that number. Take a breath. Take a big inhale with me, big inhale through the nose. Big exhale. Now I want you to stay there. Keep your eyes closed. I want you to take your hands out to your hips, like bend the elbows, press the hands into the hips, standing in that like strong Wonder Woman pose. And I often say to my teachers through our teacher training is put on your confidence pants. Put them on. Put them on and stand there. Drop the shoulders. Take a big inhale. Big exhale, like shine and open the chest, stand really tall. Now take a gauge of that confidence. Has that changed just by posture, intention? Again, a little bit of guidance. And I'm hoping the answer is yes. Even if we moved it like a point one of a measure, that is a win. So knowing that is always available to you to really work on the confidence of yourself, because everybody who chooses to take the journey to teacher training has everything they need to succeed. You have that. You are going to go on the journey to go deeper and learn the exercises, the business, the contraindications, the anatomy, all of those things. Is we are just giving you a set of information, a set of exercises. We are giving you the tools that you have to do the work for to then become, to teach Pilates. But I want you to go back to the start, because at the start, in Jay Shetty's teacher, in his coaching program, it is every single person who comes in front of us is whole. You are whole. You started this journey. You are whole. You are complete and you are resourceful. And the teacher training model, I think it's important that we are giving you the resources to go deeper in knowledge, but you are already whole and complete and resourceful before you even begin this journey. So I think as an industry, we really need to look at how can we lift those teachers up with, yes, positive feedback, helping them have critical thinking skills, and really supporting them as they get to those answers and they uncover their skills, because we all have unique, beautiful, whole, resourceful skills within us that brought us to this point. We've all lived a life. And so getting to this point, that experience is valuable. I also think of, as you're going through the journey, I think it's important to remember that the student, just as we can be cheerleaders to our clients and our students, but we are changing the expectation is we are responsible for our own confidence. And maybe that needs to look like I need some resources. Maybe I need to do some journaling or some affirmations. And maybe I do need a, you know, there's the potential that maybe it would be helpful to have a mentor or to have someone who you can bounce ideas off and really see the progress of growth. Because if we are always relying and looking for external validation, I can promise you, if we are always looking on the outside, we will always find a reason to doubt ourselves. If we can shine that light and turn inside and stand in our worth, in the confidence of our education, of our life journey, of us as a human being, there is the place where we need to nurture. So don't dismiss that. And I guess this topic really today could be to everyone outside of Pilates teacher training. I'm just talking about it in the context of that. But I think we really need to have that light within, and it needs to shine bright. And the world needs your gifts, and all of us have, like I said, your whole, complete, and resourceful right from the beginning. And if it's Pilates teacher training where you're looking for that journey, our responsibility as teacher trainers is to give them all of the tools, help them grow and like create some thought processes and thinking outside the box, critically think how to keep people safe. But it's also to nurture that student so that not necessarily just in you're an amazing teacher. Sometimes we need to hear that, but maybe sometimes it's like, look how far you've come. Acknowledge where you were and where you are today. And then that continues to grow and that confidence will continue to build, because when the world is filled with confident teachers, confident humans, there's nothing we can't accomplish. So those are just my thoughts for today. I wanted to share that about confidence because it's a topic that keeps coming up. I think it's a topic that we need to keep talking about. And I think it's a topic we really need to be mindful of, ensuring that we're building confidence from a real authentic place that will support our teachers and our colleagues every step of the teacher journey, from beginning to 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road. And again, let's flip it right back to where I started. You come in with that lens of curiosity. How can I feel more confident in this moment? What do I need? Because what I need is going to be different than what you need, and that's okay. So put those confident pants on, stand in your super confident pose, and go throughout your day. And if you like this episode, please hit like, please share, leave a comment below. And if you're thinking about taking a Pilates teacher training program, University of Pilates fall enrollment is now open. Head over to our website, www.uofpilates.com. Book your call. Let's get going. We're going to start in the fall, and you can bet there's going to be a lot of confidence throughout the entire year. So thanks so much, and we hope to see you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us today for this session. If you enjoyed this episode, you may want to head over to our website and learn more about how you can learn from us. Head over to uofpilates.com, where you will find out how you can become a teacher, enhance your current skills with one of our training programs. The University of Pilates training program is designed to fit around your life. Things are really looking up. See you next time.